sides to my city. A red side and a blue side to my city.
Yes, there are two sides to every city. Imagine if the west side, the east side, the blue side, the red side.
Two sides to my city.
Red side and blue side to my city. Would you not do the commentary, for Christ's sake, Phil? I've asked him.
General, she's building up to something.
All right, so why can't I say uh-huh?
Because it distracts me and it's very, very disrespectful.
Let's roll again.
Are we starting the song?
No, we're not starting it again, just roll again.
Yeah, get, because we're into it. We're well into it now. There's no turning back.
Thank you very much, Captain Neil Armstrong.
What does that mean?
That's what they said when they landed on the moon. We're well into it now. There's no turning back. We're landing on this big ball.
Is that right? They're landing on the ball. Nights
take. You know, forget it. No, forget it. It's by dawn.
Come on, you wrote it down. Really
goes on. There are two sides to the city, the west side and the east side to the city. This then is the city. These are the 8 million stories that make up the naked city. A red side and a blue side to my city. What are you laughing at? Because I said naked? Too many died
in my city. Alright, imagine if we
all man.
It's direct hits to my
city. Alright, anyway, welcome to the show. Thanks very much.
No, you can't do anything that's artistic on this program. What was that?
Quit fucking around with it, bud. I told you.
Sorry.
You know, bud, there will be a homicide committed on this program at some point between now and whenever. The victim, Bud Dickman. The perpetrator, Margaret Gray. And I will not save myself from a homicide charge. See?
Yeah, well, I'll believe that when it happens.
Yeah, well, you'll believe it. Believe me, when you...
How's he gonna believe it? He'll be dead.
All right, so are we all done with this? Because it's getting a little tense.
Man, it's tense every day. I'll tell you what, bud, I gotta take Margaret's side on this. You big fat man, why don't you shut up?
I didn't do anything. The general's the one who started it.
What do you mean I started it?
Well, you're the guy that went, uh-huh, while she was trying to say what she wanted to say.
That is true. I apologize, bud.
That's all right.
What I ought...
Go ahead, take a shot at my nose. See if you come back from that. See if you walk back from that out of the desert.
All right, fine. Welcome to the show.
What a bully.
I'm just, take a shot at my nose, and let's see if you come out of the jungle on that one.
All right, General, you don't really mean that, do you?
I mean it 100%.
Oh, yes, he means it. Of course he means it. If I took a shot, if I actually hit him in the nose, you would assault me, wouldn't you?
I would, I'd slap your face. That's what it...
You'd slap her face.
Oh, I see. That's what you do with a woman, right?
Yes. You don't physically assault a woman. You simply cuff her face aside and continue with your day.
Wait a fucking minute now.
Whoa!
No.
Hey, monsieur, you said the F word.
Yeah.
Hold on. What do you mean you cuff her aside?
I didn't mean that literally, but when I look at her, God...
Yeah, when you look at me, you see the face of a woman that you would like to slap, don't you?
No, I would never slap you, Margaret, but I'll tell you this. I feel so aggressive sometimes. Ow, 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 ow.
What the fuck?
Hey, watch it, will you? Watch the language.
What is he doing?
I'm slapping myself in the face. Ow, 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 ow. God, that hurts.
Come on, General, cut it out.
I'm so pissed off. That's...
So I piss you off so much that you slap your own face?
Yes, I do, because I have no choice. God, German.
All right, General, settle the F down, all right?
No, you're the F word.
I know we're using the F word. Settle down, man.
She pisses me off so much.
Oh, really? Is that right? And you can't slap a woman, so you slap your own face. Ladies, you ought to see this clown.
Oh, God. Ow.
Cut it out, will you?
Come on, girl.
Don't grab my arm.
Come on, turn it off.
Knock it off.
Well, then tell her to knock it off.
I don't know if I will or not. I think this is kicks like you've never seen them, ladies. He's so upset he's slapping his own face.
Because I'm a gentleman. That's why.
So I just want to be clear about something.
God!
Hold on, I want to be clear about something.
Man, you gotta pop your cork, General. I'm not popping anything.
Hold on. So when you said what you said about cuffing a woman...
I didn't mean it literally. And I was really just thinking...
Yeah, you talk about you wouldn't cuff a woman, you cuff yourself. You cuffed yourself.
Hey, I told you not to turn that gate on the mic, by the way, bud.
Right.
I told you not to turn the gate on the mic.
It's not. It's on a phone.
Oh, sorry.
Why don't you knock it off with the technical stuff and listen to the problems that I have for a change, okay? She's bugging me with all this bullcrap.
And what bullcrap is that? What bullcrap do I engage in enough so that you would want to slap me?
when you're all about, you know, I can't say, uh-huh, you're, oh, I gotta start it all over again, you wanna give a speech?
My God, you look like you're about ready to come unglued. You look like you're all done in. You're all in.
I'm not all in. I'm simply saying that when I feel the need to belt a woman, phew.
Now, if you, have you ever felt this way about your wife, Patsy?
Of course I have. Every man has. Every man's felt that way about
your wife?
No, not my wife, you ass. You are a guy that I'll belt.
Hold on, hold on.
I mean, every man's felt that way about a woman.
So you take out your aggression by slapping yourself?
Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes.
Ma'am, gentlemen, I don't think that's healthy, sir.
Why not?
Because you're belting yourself all over the place, man.
Yeah, your face is all red and everything.
Oh, don't look at me like that.
Oh, I'm very curious.
Take the smile off your face, please.
No, I'm not going to take the smile off my face. I find...
Take the smile off your face.
No, I will not.
All right. Yeah, yeah. Ah. Oh, that hurts.
Cut it out, will you? I'm going to call an ambulance and have you medicated and taken in for a 72-hour observation.
What?
That's exactly right.
He can, General, if you are a danger to yourself or anyone else.
Right, and you're acting really psycho.
What are you talking? So I can't even slap my own face?
Not around here you can't. Maybe in some parts of this city or country, people might find it amusing. I don't want you to do it. Do you understand?
What a pussy, God.
Well, I mean, General, that's kind of psycho, man.
It's not very healthy.
And, Margaret, as far as you're concerned, you know the guy's getting wound up. Why don't you knock it off?
I am not doing anything other than using my normal curiosity that the good Lord gave me as a journalist. Now, I think his reaction is very wild. It's what I call the wild man of Borneo reactions. And that is that, if figuratively, you take a blowgun and you point it at your own neck. You see?
No, I don't.
Jeez.
I don't see, Margaret, thank you for saying something dumb, because that makes me feel so much better. I don't want to slap my own face.
Oh, okay.
Woo!
All right, let's head over to Bob Bakian before we get even further into this. I think Bob can probably break the tension for us as well as anybody. Bob Bakian has the traffic this morning. Bob, what's it look like?
I'll tell you something right now. The way the traffic is out of here, until I slap myself, I'm pulling it out and start spanking it instead of slapping it. That. Well, up here on the 18 Freeway, we've got to get your kicks freeway. If you're coming down the south side or the north side, I tell you, come down that west side, east side, all around the town, down to the downtown 42nd Street, because the traffic is going to be backed up until about 5 o'clock this afternoon or tomorrow afternoon, depending upon whether or not they get the Kurd back and find out that there are Kurds fighting the ISIS out there in the hills and that gunfire stopped. Up here on the Foothill Freeway with the 15, and there's pretty little people out there that watch out. So you take that car and you can just drive that thing anywhere you want, go down the street and go and have yourself a flapjack. Up here on the High Five Freeway, you're going to see yourself on my butt, and I've got my voices going kind of funny, and I just like doing that because I sound cute, okay? And so, you know, I want to give myself a name like the Sky Lord. What do you think about this? Bob Bakian, the Sky Lord. Oh, shit, I ran out of gas. Dang! Yeah! You know, you better get that guy some... You talk about 72-hour hold. Fuck.
Okay.
Anyway, this is Harvey Wireman, and this is Harvey Wireman's News Break. Well, this is one that I almost laughed until I urinated all over the floor. And I saw this one this morning, Phil. CNN bumped Anderson Cooper's Special on the one oath anniversary of Hurricane Katrina for extended coverage of Donald Trump's presidential campaign.
All right, CNN bumped.
Oh, you're going to tell everybody what it is I'm reading?
Yeah, because that doesn't make any sense.
What didn't make sense?
Presidential campaign. Presidential campaign. They bumped Anderson Cooper's coverage of her...
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead and say it, Barbara, whatever the hell. What was the name of that lady in Barbara Leonard? Was that her name?
Who?
Who was the lady that spoke really well in the House of Representatives from Texas, and she was black? And,
Oh, that was Barbara... Barbara Freich.
Barbara Freich.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, she was great.
Before we disrespect anybody, why don't you look it up, bud?
What are we supposed to look up? I don't even know what it is.
Oh, don't blubber. I'll help you.
Okay, what's her name?
Barbara.
I'll help you in a minute. Go ahead, Harvey.
You people, you're about as useful. You guys are as useful as a cork and a string in a blizzard. They, no response?
No response.
The network was billing the Specky-Al as a deeply personal journey where Quopper...
The network was billing it as a deeply personal journey.
Right, that's it. Where Quopper...
Cooper...
Observes...
Observes...
The tenacity...
The tenacity...
Of the survivors.
Survivors.
God, I'm messing up, aren't I?
Yeah, like every day.
Every day, Wireman, every day.
Oh, every day, Wireman, every day. Until David G. Hall gives me something respectable to do on this here show, then this is the only thing to get. You make me read the... Jesus Christ.
All right, so what is your observation?
My observation is this. Anderson Cooper ought to consider himself fortunate that he's got a job in the broadcasting field, because that guy couldn't find it with both hands on a Friday night in a closet if it wasn't just him, but it was about three or four other guys in there with him. I thought...
Oh, here we go with all of this anti-gay humor. I find that really untoward and almost homophobic.
Homophobic? What is that?
Homophobic.
Look, Gray, don't start in with that stuff, okay? I'm as liberal as the next guy, or maybe not. But Anderson Cooper has been given this job by CNN on the strength of a couple of strong reports. Didn't he? What did he do, Phil? How did he get the job there?
I don't know.
Oh, you're talking about Anderson Cooper has done some very good reports for CNN down through the years.
What do you mean, very good? I would think that this guy would have the, are you there?
He's gone. When the music ends, he goes away.
What?
When the music ends, he goes away. That's the deal that he's got with the show. What do you want from me?
When the music ends, he goes away.
Yes.
What the hell?
All right, bring the music back up and see if... Harvey, you there?
Yeah, so Anderson... I was going to say, Anderson Cooper... Anderson Cooper is the kind of guy that...
What? I don't know.
I'm not doing that.
All right.
I think he was told by David Hall, when you hear the music fade out, to fade out.
Can we get him back on the phone for a second?
Yeah. Yeah, Harvey? What? He says he's got to go to the doctor's office again. Can we put you on the air?
Give me the phone! Harvey, I want to put you on the air so you'll explain to people what you just did. That whole fade-out thing, were you told to do that by David Hall? Where are you, man? Well, why can't we put you on the air? I know you're in the car. Because you're afraid that the... Let me just put you on the air for 5 seconds, all right? Yeah, just 5 seconds. Let me put you on the air so we can figure out what the hell's going on. And you can turn that music off too, bud. Okay, okay, Harvey, so let me ask you something. What did David Hall tell you?
David Hall told me that when the music fades out, I'm supposed to fade out, because that's the deal that they've got with the... We can't have any news without the music.
Can't have any news without the music.
Yeah, Hall said your show is such a... And I'll use the word, excuse me for saying, it's such a clusterfuck that the only way people will know that the news is real is if you played the, you know, that da-da-da-da-da, whatever the hell that is.
That's the news stinger.
Yeah. And he said, when it fades away, stop talking about news, because it'll be a illegal or something. Like, you're not allowed to say it or some jazz like that.
What?
That's what he said, okay? So start giving me this bullshit. I'm simply saying to these guys, oh, fuck. Yeah, what do you want?
Cops don't even tell them not to talk about a man of complaint.
I don't give a shit. This is this cop, you know? And
that ain't... That's Lloyd.
Hey, Lloyd, get off the mask. Ow! God damn it. You know how long it takes me to put that makeup on? Look, and what is it with you anyway?
As long as I'm marginalized on this program, people are going to suffer.
I was just talking about me being marginalized, and I don't have to worry about you. I don't believe it. Oh, what a pussy. I'm getting out of here, man. Everybody on this show, including me, is nuts. Wireman out.
Now, wait a minute.
Well,
You know, I think that he had, he was going to say some good stuff, and then the music faded out, and now we got the mouth siren cop back, so I don't really understand anything that's going on. I'm scared.
With the stripes, socks.
What a pussy.
West Coast for life, on my way to the store on the little homie's bike.
That's the same song that we started a show with.
Yes, I know. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. We're going to be right back. So let me tell you something, folks. Coming up this football season, subscription only,
so they hop out.
The Milwaukee Lions will be returning.
Oh, my God.
You're kidding. No, the Milwaukee Lions return for the 2015 season in the Hillbilly Football Conference, along with two expansion teams, the San Diego Zookeepers and the Houston Sweat. Yes, the Hillbilly Football Conference back in action after a two-season hiatus. Defending champion, the L.A. Tan, will be taking on two divisions now, not just the West and the East, but also the Central Division. And the Milwaukee Lions, as members of the Central Division, will be going after it again. They had a pretty lousy season back in 2012, so
listen, this will be exciting.
Milwaukee Lion football games this season, the Hillbilly Football Conference, available only by subscription with the BSP at the Phil Henry Show website, philhenryshow.com.
No fathers, we had a lot of problems.
All right, I was going to bring on the program here a debate between Bobby Dooley and Emery Clayton, and I think we are just about ready to pull them up. But one of the things that I wanted to mention before we do that is that the news that prompted this is this stuff going down with Megyn Kelly and
this makes me laugh. I mean, I laugh and I howl until I streak underwear. Excuse me for saying that.
Oh, damn.
Damn, it's great.
I'm sorry, but...
Well, Margaret, you gotta say it like that.
Yes, I do. Because I don't think I've seen anything quite like this in the history of mortal man on this planet. Now, consider this. You have a network that is, I would say, a network that is entirely devoted to propping up the conservative point of view. And yet, they have the conservative candidates, such as Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, now going mano a mano with their network. This must make Roger Ailes. I'll bet he's got a hemorrhoid the size of a softball up there. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay. Well, that was nice.
Well, I just, for me, it's very entertaining.
Well, I've got a different view. My view is this. That Kelly, she's got a problem. See, here's the thing. They like Rand Paul over there.
Yeah, that's who the guy that they want to have over there is, the Rand Paul.
Thank you very much, bud.
Well, it's true. Yeah. And because Rand Paul is getting his ass handed to him, Fox News is pissed off. That's how I think about that.
All right, well, let's get on the line here from L.A. Canyon College, Professor Emery Clayton, and also with us from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, where they're getting ready. In fact, they're into day one of their summer-tacular. It is Bobby Dooley. And I guess I would put my question first to you, Professor Clayton. First of all, Professor Clayton, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Bobby, how are you?
Yes, Phil, doing real good.
All right.
Phil, just so you know, I'm on campus here. We do have those water tankers are dropping.
Oh, do you have a threat of fire?
We have a little bit of a threat of fire out here.
All right, so I stay safe.
No, we're fine, but we are observing the water tankers flying overhead.
All right, let me start with you, Professor Clayton. You've got a big bone to pick here with Fox News, Megyn Kelly et al. Most recent dust-up between Kelly and a candidate was with Ted Cruz.
Right. Let me say something about this Kelly. Here goes another air tanker now. Yeah, they're doing, is it Bozell that said they were pulling their rear ends out there?
Bozell said they're flashing bare ass.
Yeah, I just got B8.
What is that, L.A. County?
Yeah, that's L.A. County fire. We've got up here in a ravine just ahead of the college, because, you know, L.A. Canyon College is located here in the, up here in the kind of a prairie or barranca area. I don't know what they call it. It's got chaparral.
It's more of a chaparral.
I'm sorry?
Yes, Professor, this is Bobby Dooley.
Yes, ma'am.
It's more of a chaparral, yes. A chaparral, there is some of the indigenous cacti. Do you see those?
Yes, ma'am, but I'm not looking for indigenous. Here comes another tanker. Hold on, look at this. They're flying over. They're doing a water drop. There goes another ass hanging out.
So you're telling me that this fire, L.A. County fire up there is bare-assing out the window?
That's what I saw, yeah.
Well, I think, given the circumstance, we can put put the debate off if you want.
No, I'm not putting any debate off. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I'm not putting any debate off. I'm just saying that I'm getting BA'd by the L.A. County Fire while I'm trying to debate with you. But that's not going to... That won't throw me.
So you don't find that to hurt your debating style?
No, ma'am. Not. No, ma'am. It will not.
All right, Professor Clayton, tell me what you think about Megyn Kelly and the dust-up she's had here with Cruz and with Trump.
Well, first of all, Megyn Kelly was on TV here just the other day with her hand-picked black Ben Carson. That's what Fox News. They go out, they find the hand, they find a black they can hand-pick, and they put him on television because he's saying all the things that Megyn Kelly wants him to say. And I heard this woman, Kelly, and she presumed to lecture black people on how to act and how to be, and here comes another one here. Look at this. See, and that's a white man who's hanging his ass out the window there.
Well, I think if you wouldn't mind, Professor Kelly, I mean, Professor Clayton.
My name is not Kelly. My name is not Kelly.
I understand that, sir. But I would say, why don't you ignore... let me tell you how to do this.
I don't need you to tell me how to do it.
All right, look, please, folks. I understand that Professor Clayton...
Hold on for a minute. Look at it. Hey! You go down, you tell them L.A. County Fire is dropping water, but they're bare-assing me. All right, Phil, go ahead.
Let's just make our statements and not criticize each other in terms of style, if you don't mind, Ms. Dooley.
I was just going to point out to Professor Clayton how he could moderate his mood and tone in communicating to whites.
I don't need that, ma'am. Thank you very much. I don't need that. I find that offensive and presumptive of you to think that you can lecture me.
It's just that I'm a white woman, and there are certain ways that whites want to be addressed.
Well, there are certain ways that black people want to be addressed. All right?
All right. Well, don't get violent, please. Please don't get violent.
I'm not going to get violent. I'm not getting violent at all. I'm being very forceful with my tone, and I'm elevating my volume to show you that I'm quite serious when I say that I'm not going to get violent.
All right. Well, you're scaring me now, and I'm sure you understand that as a black, given what happened at that public pool in Texas...
Now, wait. Hold on for a minute.
If I could jump in...
No, don't... what happened at a public pool in Texas got nothing to do with what we're talking about here, Ms. Dooley. I'm talking about Fox News, Megyn Kelly, who doing exactly what you're doing right now, lecturing to black people on how they're supposed to behave. And I find that to be something that is untenable.
Well, I'm not trying to lecture to you. I'm not lecturing to you, but I am to all the other blacks.
Oh, really? And why not me?
Well, because you're you're one of the more educated ones.
Oh, I see. Almost like a monkey that knows how to write on a chalkboard, huh? And the other ones don't.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hey, I mean, come on, Professor. My wife, you know...
Hey, why don't you butt out of this, Dooley, all right? Why don't you go off and fertilize some flowers or mow a lawn or go look through that window and see whether the Cuntingtons are taking a dump or not?
Oh, my God, Mr. Henry.
I don't think we're going to get anywhere with this kind of baiting of each other. I understand the anger that the professor has. Ms. Dooley, I think you're barking up the wrong tree when you say, aren't you more educated and...
I was trying to compliment you, Professor.
I don't need that kind of compliment, if you don't mind. Can we get back to the point at hand here?
Get back to the point at hand at the pier? I don't...
Get back to the point at hand here, I think is what he said.
Well, see, you have Mr. Henry interpreting for you. That's my point. I think there are certain words, especially when we talk about the Ebonica.
Ebonica? What is that, a disease?
Isn't that what they had in Africa?
Ebonics is what you're talking about. They had Ebola in Africa.
I'm sorry. When we're talking... God, you yelled again.
You're my wife, and I'm sure you understand with the texture of your skin...
With the texture of my skin, of course she'd be afraid. This is what I'm talking about, Mr. Henry, and this is what I would say to all of the people in your audience, that they don't think they're that dumb, but there was Megyn Kelly on TV talking to all the Negroes.
You know, I wish we had that clip.
You ought to pull that up. Because I can tell you this right now. She was there talking to the Negro, and it was, oh, baby. Let me, I think I've got it right here, Phil.
new message in the 2016 race for president as he launches a scathing critique of the Black Lives Matter movement, some of America's big city mayors, and the entire Democratic Party. Welcome to the Kelly File, everyone. I'm Megyn Kelly. It hit just a couple of hours ago, a USA Today editorial from Dr. Ben Carson that specifically speaks to black voters but concerns the entire country.
Are you kidding
Dr. Carson goes directly after the Black Lives Matter movement, saying they are distracting people from what matters most. He says the real problem for minority communities is
not the police departments.
Who cannot find jobs, parents who don't have the skills to compete,
I'm gonna turn
and
that
violence
off right now. So let me tell you what she's saying. She can go on and on and on and on about what Ben Carson thinks, but I'm looking into the face of a white woman who's got that look like, man, I finally found me a brother that knows, is saying the words that I wish I could say if I had dark skin, but I don't, I'm white. And so, and of course, I'm not allowed to lecture black people, even though I know better about how to make it in the world than they do.
I don't think she's saying anything of this sort, Professor Clayton. I think that's very unfair.
Well,
I'm not talking to you, Phil.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're talking to me.
Yes. I think it's very unfair.
I don't think it's unfair at all. That woman is sitting there in all of her blonde glory, in all of her Fox News bleach blonde with the dark eyebrows. The curtains don't match the drapes, or the rug doesn't match I'll tell you what, it's curtains for her.
Killer, let me. What I was going to say.
No one cares what you're going to say, Phil.
Hold on, Phil. I'm telling you now that woman, that Kelly, is preaching to black people, is lecturing black people. I won't have it. I won't have it. Now, there may be a lot of problems in the black community. Black Lives Matter is a very simple statement. It means that when you run out there and you kill a black man, it ought to be worth something more than just a footnote. Well, there goes another violent black person. There goes another criminal statistic.
Well, you know, my wife is trying to say,
why don't you shut up, Dooley, before I come through the phone on you?
Nobody's coming through the phone on anybody, all right? I want you guys to get back to the point. The point is Megyn Kelly's relationship with these candidates.
Phil, there's a...
Yeah,
Miss Dooley? Yeah, Mr. Henry said to shut up.
I did not. Give me the phone. Bobby, hi. It's hello? Hello? God damn it, she hung up.
Well, I don't blame her when you told her to shut up.
I didn't tell her to shut up. We'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show in just a minute, as soon as we get our act back together again. Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. The time now is 43 minutes after the hour, maybe. I'm General Galen Shaw. You want to make something out of it? I'm located at 1643 Ass Kick Boulevard. Yes, I stole that from Lloyd. Tough shit.
Don't forget that we are giving away on Friday's show, the final Friday before Phil goes on vacation, we're giving away the Phil Henry action figure. Yes, the Phil Henry action figure that is laid here on the desk here in the broadcast center for a month or so. The Phil Henry action figure, it's been spit on, it's been walked on, it's been twisted into all kinds of vile and vulgar and obscene positions, and yet it still presses forward. The Phil Henry action figure, we should take our cue from it. It moves ahead, even though it's been bent over and its pants pulled down.
The Phil Henry action figure will be given away on Friday to a BSP. If you don't have a BSP, you better get one.
All right, back here with Professor Emery Clayton and Bobby Dooley. Professor Clayton is at the L.A. Canyon College right now. Bobby is at Western States, where they're having the first day of their Summertacular Festival. I hope it's going well for you, Bobby.
Well, it's going very well as it could be expected.
Bobby, right out of
noodles. Steve, they don't care whether we ran out of noodles, all right?
Did run out of noodles.
Here comes this guy with a foot. They're dropping, you know, Phil, they're doing a water drop.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah, they're sticking that bare ass out. I know it was Mr. Bozell, who's on your program yesterday, who said that they were dropping, when they were dropping water at his place.
Is this going to take long?
I'm just...
Ms. Dooley, have a little courtesy.
I'm sorry, but my husband said we're out of noodles.
A minute ago, you didn't give a damn whether you were out of noodles. And what do you mean, noodles?
Out of the Chinese noodles. Steve, just go get some at the store.
No, they're not authentic.
Hold on, here comes this guy again. Yep, B.A.
Well, what do you mean, B.A.? What's going on over there anyway?
I'm getting bare-assed by these guys in the tankers. Phil, look, you wanted to get back to the point at hand. I believe I had the floor.
do have the floor, but you do not have the right to just say stuff that I don't get.
Ms. Dooley, I believe if Mr. Henry can correct me, you will have your chance.
Ms. Dooley, you will have a chance to respond.
All right. Go ahead. Get some noodles.
Are you going to be listening to me, or are you going to be worrying about noodles?
Oh, my God. Don't lecture me.
Don't talk to my wife.
Mr. Dooley, you know, a telephone is a wonderful thing. If you ever learn how to use one, give me a call.
Oh, my God.
Ms. Dooley, are you going to do anything other than sit there and be all agog and aghast at the things I'm saying?
What?
Will you come on?
All right, look. This guy.
See, you're getting distracted by the B.A.
Yeah, I am getting distracted by the B.A. All right. First of all, Fox News has a very bad habit of lining up all their select blacks, and then they lecture to the black people of this country on how to act. They are not black. They don't know what it's like. They haven't been through the hiring and the firing and the institutionalized racism and discriminations happen in this country.
This is the same argument.
Yeah, that's right. It's the same argument. Maybe this time you'll be listening instead of just going out and trying to find a cup of noodles or something.
I'm going to find a cup of noodles. I'm going to find Chinese noodles.
Shut up, Steve.
Chinese. That's a real good word, sir.
Well, I was just thinking, I got it from 2 Chainz.
2 Chainz. Well, I love that guy.
You know, Mr. Henry, I might as well hang up because you got a nut house going on over there.
Everybody allow Professor Clayton to finish.
What I'm saying is, when this woman, Kelly, gets on there and presumes to lecture the black people of America on how to behave, and the goddammit, here he is again.
B.A.?
Wouldn't you like to know? And
oh, my God.
My wife's not sitting around waiting for the B.A.
All right, Phil, I tell you what I'm going to do. I appreciate very much you giving me this time.
Are you chickening out? If you're chickening out, just say so.
I'm not chickening out, ma'am, but I can't have a debate or an intelligent discussion while I'm getting bare-assed by L.A. Fire. I got a bozo talking to me on the phone who's married to another bozo. You guys have got your own clown clinic going on over there, man. I can't get anything said. I can't get anything done. I'm all messed up.
Yeah. All right. Let me, if I could, and I'm not going to try to put words in anybody's mouths. I think what you're saying, and I think it's a good point, I think you're saying that the Fox News in particular has a very interesting habit of telling people how it is, people that they have very little knowledge of by virtue of their skin color. I agree with you. On the other hand, Kelly did bring on Dr. Carson. He may be the approved black guy, the approved Fox black guy. He did write the editorial in USA Today. However, the opinion that is being offered there is not so much hers as it is Dr. Carson's.
That is exactly right, Phil. And I think that Professor Clayton is not giving Dr. Carson the respect that he deserves.
I'm not saying that Dr. Carson doesn't have his own opinions.
Excuse me. This is my turn now. It's my time.
Yeah, we're on my wife's dime now.
Oh, are we on your wife's dime? Okay. Why don't you run off and get some noodles?
God.
Yeah, Steve, go ahead. Don't speak to my husband. He's not the noodle boy, all right?
Oh, okay. You're not noodle boy. I forgot.
God, why does that sound... When I said it, it sounded bad. And when you repeated it, it makes me sound even dumber.
You got that right. Bingo. Give the lady a cigar.
Oh, I bet you'd like to see me with my lips around that.
Phil, I'll tell you what. Wouldn't you?
Hey, Ms. Dooley?
All right, so here's my point.
I've got to do it.
Go get the noodles, Steve.
Yeah, get noodles, Steve.
My point is this. Dr. Carson proffered his opinion in the USA Today. He said the Black Lives Movement is distracting African Americans from the real issue of getting jobs and stuff. And also, he said, well, you can read it. And his opinion in the article is my opinion.
And why is that?
I'm not done talking yet.
I just asked, why is that?
I'm not done talking yet.
Professor Clayton?
Yeah?
Just don't interrupt.
Dr. Carson's editorial in the USA Today is my opinion. What he says, I say. Why? Because he is black, and he speaks with an authority, and so I agree with him. If he said something that I didn't agree with, yes, you're right, I would say that he didn't have any authority, that he was just a bad leader. But he's a black that I agree with, and, you know.
I gotta go get the noodles now.
You can go get the noodles now, Steve. I'm done.
Yeah, all right. Phil?
Go ahead, Professor Clayton.
I think what Ms. Dooley said there is very, very representative, and I think very well spoken, and I think she has perfectly encapsulated her attitude and beliefs, and I think they reflect a great many white people. And so I would say congratulations, Ms. Dooley, and I am done with the debate.
Are you? Is he putting me down?
No! I'm not putting you down. I'm paying you a compliment that you very adequately and perfectly expressed how you and many white people think. Maybe most white people.
I don't know. It sounds like a put down.
The debate is over.
Is it?
Well, Ms. Dooley, I think that the audience will react the way they do, and you react the way you do.
Oh, Ms. Dooley, as I said before,
I just think it is. But anyway, thank you. If it's not,
you're welcome.
All right, so Bobby Dooley and Professor Emery Clayton, we thank you very, very much for this debate on Megyn Kelly and Fox and all that bullshit.
Thank
God, Phil.
I mean, all that all that stuff.
You know, Henry, there are days when I wonder whether you're going to make it to the end of the day and your head's still going to be on... never mind.
Yeah, your head's going to be on your shoulders. I'm going to let you blow your head up.
There are days when I think by the way, I went to the doctor today.
Yes, how's your blood pressure?
My blood pressure's fine, thank you very much. And I'm in great shape, and the doc said to me, Phil, I got a great doctor, Dr. Emery. He said to me, Phil, and that was Emery Clayton. My doctor's last name is Emery.
Now that was, oh, okay.
Anyway, he said, Phil, you're going to be with us for a long, long time.
Oh, Jesus.
Really?
Well, I'm so sorry that that's just bumming your asses out. Anyway, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Woo! To remind you guys that the Science of the Funny drops every Thursday. Right now, we've got Mo Collins and Alex Rubens, and coming up on Thursday, you're going to love listening to my one-on-one on the Science of the Funny with the great Phil Lamar. Phil Lamar, voice talent, actor, voice actor. This is a guy that's done it all. He's been a voice actor in animation as well as, I should say, in video games as well as animation. He has been a film actor, television actor, and is also a part of an improv effort at the Groundlings Theater in Hollywood. And I think I forget the name of this, Margaret. Do you remember?
It's called The Black Version.
The Black Version. It sounds extremely funny. It happens the last Saturday of every month at the Groundlings Theater in Hollywood. If you find your way here to California and you want to see the Groundlings going out there on the last Sunday of, last Saturday night, I should say, of each month for The Black Version. Anyway, Phil is going to be our guest on The Science of the Funny on Thursday. The Science of the Funny drops every Thursday, and this is our way of looking at the craft, the art, the, you know, the way it's all done in the world of comedy. The Science of the Funny on Podcast One. It's all good from Diego to the Bay. Well, Toby Bo's a guy that I know a lot of you guys know.
Yeah, Toby's is a friend of Jeff Dowder's and everything. And Jeff Dowder is a guy that, you know, we all know Jeff Dowder. But Toby Bo is going to be doing a political commentating and everything.
Yes, Toby is, for a lot of you folks that don't know Toby, he's a wonderful young man. He is an intelligent young man. I would say of the two of them, Jeff and Toby, as much as we like Jeff, Toby is a far better, I think, thinker. He is, I'm very impressed with him.
Yeah, Toby, the only problem with Toby is that he, it's not really a problem. We don't want to say it is a problem, but he was surfing.
Yeah, he was at the North Shore in Hawaii during the winter, and he was on one of those gigantic waves. Bud, you know about it?
Yeah, well, he got on the pipeline.
Yeah, I was trying to catch a big wave on the pipeline, and he wiped out and bit his tongue.
Yeah, bit his tongue in half.
Now, you might notice, ladies and gentlemen, we have an awful lot of people on this program, well, that makes two anyway, who have speech impediments as the result of some damage to their tongues. But in Toby Bo's case, it's quite pronounced. However, I think you'll find him charming.
Now, this young man, I've never met him. The name's Bo, right?
Yes, Toby Bo.
Toby Bo, and he's a friend of Jeff Dowder's. And what we're going to do here, first off, is get Jeff on the line. Jeff is down at Mr. Pooh's right now in Hermosa Beach, California, getting ready to go on stage, I think, at Mr. Pooh's. Jeff, how's it going, buddy?
Going really good, Mr. Henry, and it's going really good. And, Toby's good people, man. man. I want everyone to know that. We're getting ready to go on stage. We're going to do a Rick Allen tribute. And
Rick Allen, I told you guys only got...
Why don't you just shut up for a minute, Dickman, okay?
Well, hold on. What's going on?
Now, this guy, I heard that this kid, Rick Allen's got one arm.
Yeah, so what?
What are you, nuts or something? Got to do a tribute?
Yeah, man, because I think Rick Allen's a great drummer. For a one-armed guy, you trying to tell me that the guy's not good? God, man.
Well, Rick Allen's with what group?
What?
What group is Rick Allen with?
What?
What group is he with, man?
God damn, what are you yelling at?
What group? He's with Def Leppard, Mr. Henry.
All right, Def Leppard.
Is that what you were asking?
Yeah, we're asking. What's the name of the group?
Def Leppard.
Baby, you're the Def Leppard. Think about that.
What?
All right, so anyway, tonight we're going to have Toby Bowe on the show. Tell us a little bit about Toby.
All right, Toby's really intelligent. Toby has his degree in anthropology from Cal State LA. I mean Cal State Long Beach. Toby also took history, and he's very politically aware. He's very politically involved. Toby also listens to KPFK, which is the Pacifica Foundation station in L.A., and they have a lot of really cool documentaries on with Noam Chomsky. And
That guy Noam Chomsky, that's what I call him.
Well, I mean, whatever, you know, but... And also, they have a lot of great documentaries and stuff. And Toby's coming in with his girlfriend right now. Yeah, Mr. Henry was right. The only thing wrong with Toby is he did bite his tongue in half at the North Shore. I'm talking about you, man.
Hey, talk about.
We're just talking about you, man. And how you doing? You want to talk to him?
Yeah, put Toby on.
Hey, Mr. Henry, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy.
Hello, Toby. It's Margaret.
Hey, Wednesday.
So, buddy, we wanted to get you on here. We had a discussion between Professor Clayton and Bobby Dooley about Fox News. I wanted to give a kind of an overview from you as to, you were the first guy to bring it up to me. The difference between this year and any other year is that you've got a split Republican field in a year when they all ought to be united because the Democrats are, the Democrats have had the White House for 8 years.
Yeah, it's really unusual because I guess it's probably what's happened right now more than anything else is the Henry, the Tea Party, you know, has been campaigned by Donald Trump.
All right, so Donald Trump, you're saying, is probably the big reason why the Tea Party is losing strength.
Oh, yeah, but don't ask about it. I think a lot of people said that the Tea Party, Donald Trump, is because of the Republican. Did you say that, Mr. Henry?
Well, I said that. I don't think it's original, though.
I think it is, though. It's kind of the Republican Party, the Republican Party.
No, hold on for just a second. Can you stop for a minute?
What's that thing?
Would you stop for a minute? What is he saying?
What do you mean?
What do I mean? I don't understand anything this guy's saying.
But he's talking about the Tea Party.
Yes, he's saying that the Tea Party is being rended, you might say, by Donald Trump, because Donald Trump is representing a kind of Republicanism and conservatism that most Republicans want to be.
Yeah, well, that's all well and good. How do you understand? I can't understand a word he's saying.
Well, I mean, he does have a slight speech impediment.
Yeah, a slight.
Good, General.
All right.
I'm sorry, General. If you want to slow down, to your Papa D.
What did he say?
If you want him to slow down?
This guy, with all due respect, young man, you could slow down to the point where you're only saying a half a word every 3 minutes. I wouldn't...
Well, it's a pretty technical stuff.
It is technical. I want to ask you something, Toby, about the Tea Party and the Republicanism that Donald Trump represents. Rand Paul and Ted Cruz both have gone on the attack. Now, Ted Cruz seems to be taking Donald Trump's side. What do you think?
Oh, that's a disingenuous thing. I think that Ted Cruz probably represents a lot of the people that follow him. But Donald Trump, too, he would want to do that.
So Donald Trump is not going to, he's not going to benefit that much from Ted Cruz's support?
I don't think that.
Wait, hold on for just a goddamn.
Will you please? We're trying to get something said here.
What do you mean? I don't understand this. Anything the guy's saying?
I want to say one thing. Donald Trump, it might have benefited Ted Cruz.
Why wouldn't Donald Trump benefit from Ted Cruz's followers?
Because of the social competitive.
Wait a minute. Would you guys just knock it off for 5 seconds? This guy, I don't understand. Are you understanding what he's saying?
Yes, we understand. Of course we do. But yes, he does have a slight impediment.
Slight impediment? Here's what I'm hearing.
God damn, man. We've got to put people down, I think.
Why are you putting him down?
I don't mean to put you down, Toby. I don't understand anything you're saying. Mr. Henry's having to interpret. The what?
I slowed down the pipet.
He slowed down if you want him to.
I said it doesn't matter if he slows down.
Yeah, what I'm saying right now is that Donald Trump is not going to benefit from Ted Cruz's followers because of the social conservatism.
Now that I understood.
Right. See?
Slow down.
I wanted to go get a glass of water in my kitchen.
Yeah, go ahead and get your glass of water. What the hell is going on around here anyway?
Gotta get him to slow down.
You need him to slow down.
Well, yeah, what is up with this guy's speech impediment? I've never heard of a speech impediment where you slow down, you understand the guy.
He bit his tongue off in Hawaii.
I know that. What's that got to do with being able to understand a guy when he slows down?
Because obviously when he slows down, you can wow.
Yeah, what don't you get about that?
You know, you people better stop treating me like I'm some kind of a mental midget. I'm trying to understand the guy.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, so...
Would you mind slowing down?
Okay, I thought I was being understood, but I guess not. If I talk at this speed, it's going to take a long time, so I think about that.
I agree with you. I mean, you're going to have to follow along.
I can't follow along when a guy's going too fast.
You know, General, I don't know what happened to you, but somewhere along the line, you lost your ability to understand...
Wait. Hold up for a minute. This is a gag, right? This is some kind of a gag. Is this guy some guy you know from one of those improv, what do you call those, clown acts that you know, Phil?
What do you mean, clown acts?
I'm talking about the baby.
Would you knock off with the whole...
All right, well, I'm covered by them paper, babe.
Why don't you slow that down, will you?
What I was saying is you're a perfect asshole for saying that.
Is that right?
All right, look at Toby. We'll talk about it later, okay?
All right, but wait, babe.
And what did he say right there?
You don't want to know.
Yeah, it had something to do with what you could do.
What I could do with a hee-hee-hee-hee? Oh, man.
Hey, General, why don't you relax?
Look, Phil, I'm perfectly relaxed. I never felt better in my life. You got a guy come on here, he's going, and when he slows it down, he's calling me an asshole.
Yeah,
because that's part of what you did, man. You upset him.
Yeah, why are you insulting him?
Look, and why can't he insult me at the right speed? What does he got to slow?
I don't know. I mean, everybody here understands him.
Oh, I don't doubt that everybody here understands him. I don't know what happened to you people, but it probably has something to do with lysergic acid. Oh!
All right, General.
Yeah, all right, General.
Where you going, General?
I'm going out here into the kitchen to get a glass of water and to think about my life. Hey, look, Junior Samples.
Yeah, that's great.
What's he looking at?
There's a Hee-Haw commercial on TV. All right, so thank you very, very much, Toby. What Toby was essentially saying there, I think, is that the Trump... what was he saying there?
You heard him. He was talking about how Donald Trump... is splitting the Republican Party, but he's also splitting the Tea Party because you've got Ted Cruz on the one hand, you've got Rand Paul on the other. Ted Cruz seems to be licking Donald Trump's kneecaps.
Yeah, that's kind of have a guy do a thing like that.
Well, I don't know.
What are you laughing about, man?
Oh, you got it. Sure, Ted Cruz licking Donald Trump. Ted Cruz, I thought, was Mr. Bitchin' and everything.
Ted Cruz... Look, at all those guys, as far as I'm concerned, if you put them all together, they wouldn't make one decent little man selling newspapers on a corner somewhere in New Orleans who's got to get back up to his... Yeah, forget it. Drinking the ripple...
All right, so thank you very, very much, Toby, for that insightful report there on the... you can kill the line now. On that insightful report there... On the political scene. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show to wrap up with other news and other views and other promos and other...
other homos. Yeah!
How dare you?
I don't do anything for
it. It's been a long day.
This is General Galen Shaw reminding all of you that the world-famous Phil Henry Show online store is open for business now. Get over there and get a Phil Henry t-shirt, a hat, a Ted's of Beverly Hills t-shirt, a hoodie. Get your J. Santo Citizens Auxiliary Police t-shirt. Get the Rudy Canoza. Yes, the Rudy Canoza. That beautiful Rudy Canoza Je T'aime lingerie t-shirt for the lady that you love. But whatever you do, get it, and get it now.
Phil Henry Online Store. That's the Phil Henry Online Store. That's the Phil Henry Online Store at PhilHenryShow.com. PhilHenryShow.com. That's PhilHenryShow.com.
Now, where is that again? Got time for a little Ted Bell here, and Ted's going to visit us from Ted's in Beverly Hills. It's kind of a political season, man, so we'll get Ted on the line here.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, everybody. Ted here from Ted's in Beverly Hills. I got to tell you something. It's going to be a great weekend. I know Phil's going out of town on the Big Sur. This is going to be a great baseball weekend. You know, football is gearing up. Ted's in Beverly Hills has got it all.
Ted's.
Yeah.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
Ted Bell with us. You know, before we get into the politics, I saw you tweeting a couple of weeks ago about your football specials.
Absolutely, Phil. And one of the areas we got a little bit of confusion in, because, you know, I was talking to a guy. First of all, Ted's in Beverly Hills throughout the football season is going to be opening at 8 o'clock in the morning. So you get straight shots. Straight shots only at 8 o'clock in the morning. Come on in. We serve up the straight shots. Then at 9 o'clock, we've got Ted's Mystery Hamburger. We got Beans and Franks. And, of course, we're going to be all kinds of mixed drinks. That goes to 11 o'clock. Then straight shots from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock. $3 shots. $3 shots at Ted's in Beverly Hills. And I'll tell you, Ted's in Beverly Hills is one of the top steakhouses in America. And, of course, a place where you can bring the family, a lot of class, just a nice, comfortable place.
Can I just ask you a question?
Yeah, you know, when you take that... He's taking that tone, Margaret.
Well, Ted, I think you should expect it.
Yeah, Mr. Glenn. What's going on now?
Who's that?
It's General Shaw. I'm asking what's going on now.
I'm talking about Ted was tweeting a couple of weeks ago about the specials, the new football Sunday specials he's got.
Well, the thing that disturbed me, Ted, more than anything else, was the mystery hamburger.
Excuse me for a minute. What is going on here? I'm promoting my product.
I understand that. This is not a paid segment of the show, though.
It's not?
No. We do those on Fridays.
Well,
Ted, if I were you, I'd hang up and not put yourself up for this.
But put myself up for what are you talking about? I'm proud of everything we do at Ted's in Beverly Hills. Are you nuts or something?
Well, then tell me, what is the mystery hamburger?
Look, don't make it sound like something dirty, okay?
Well, Ted, I mean, you've got Beans and Franks and mystery hamburger.
Yeah? What about it? Wow.
Well, Ted, I support you. You know, I'm friends with your family. Frank is a supporter of yours. Even Frank said that he is reluctant to go in there on Sundays and order up anything. The mystery hamburger disturbs him. He's afraid that it's going to get into the other food.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Ted's mystery hamburger is a delicious quarter pound of beef patty with the mystery ingredients. You know, I don't know where you people are going with this.
You gotta stand with something, Miss Bell, when you say mystery hamburger.
Yeah, when I say mystery hamburger? Oh, my God.
Yeah, now do you get it?
Oh, my God. So you think I'm whacking off it?
No, I didn't say that.
Well, and what does it mean?
Look, Bell, why do you call it mystery hamburger?
Because I want it to be a secret. You know, secret sauce? You heard about secret sauce, didn't you?
Yeah, that didn't go over too good neither.
What do you mean it didn't go over too good neither? Hold on for a minute. Let me get Rudy. Rudy Canoes, you know, is now part owner of the Prime Rib Room. And this is where all the action's going to be taking place, Rudy. And as you know, we got the $3 shots.
$3 shots. Let me say, are we speaking?
Go ahead, be honest.
Well, I think the $3 shot, it takes the level of class of the joint and pulls it down a little bit. Excuse me. Hi, Mrs. Brown, how are you?
Ha-ha-la-la-la-la.
Yeah. Look, you know, before I have to fire somebody or before I lose my temper, when you say the $3 shots drag the class, what does that mean?
Ted, look, you offer up the $3 straight shots. All your at 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning, you open up, right?
Yeah.
All right. The only thing you serve for the first 2 hours, straight shots of booze for $3 a shot, right?
Yeah.
And you don't think you're going to get drunks, winos? Jesus.
Yeah, Ted, I mean, that's almost like begging for the Skid Row traffic.
Do we look like we're anywhere near Skid Row? Do we look like we're anywhere near Skid Row? Ladies and gentlemen, those of you that are listening to the Phil Henry Show, Skid Row in Los Angeles is downtown, all right? It's unfortunate. It's sad, but the Skid Row that we have in L.A. is way downtown near the railroad tracks, okay? It doesn't come anywhere near Beverly Hills, California. And yet Mr. Henry here and my good, close personal friend and partner, Rudy Canoser, are trying to tell me that with the $3 shots on a Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, that we're going to start bringing in the street traffic in here. We're going to get a bunch of hobos and bums. What do you guys try to tell me yourself that I have worked my ass off? Ted, no, I have.
Phil, I don't.
Ted, come on, man. Come on.
And then the whole thing about mystery hamburger.
I told you about the mystery hamburger, didn't I?
Oh, you told me? You told me. You own the bar. I'm the food. I've been in food service for years. And you're telling me.
I am telling you. Now you're starting to get the same thing for the bit. Excuse me. Mrs. Gray. Yeah, how are you? Good morning. How are you?
Knock that off, for Christ's sake.
You know that this is one of the reasons why you went into business with me, right?
Yeah. I don't know what you guys are trying to say.
Ted, I'm. You do whatever you want to do, man, okay? Mystery hamburger sounds...
Yeah, I know. It sounds like that I'm... Jesus.
No one said what you said.
Well, that's what you're intimating. And I'm here to tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not changing the name of it. It will be Mystery Hamburger until the day I die.
He just walked away.
No, I didn't. I pretended to.
Yeah, no hanging up on this show.
I didn't hang up. I walked away, but I pretended to walk away. Now I'm back.
All right, well, look at Phil.
I said I'm back. Now, anyway, Phil...
All right, well, hold on for a minute.
I want to say something now.
Go ahead.
First of all, I think the mystery hamburger... Look, I back you up at everything, Ted. Everything you do, I back you up. The mystery hamburger, the beans and Frank, the $3 shots, 8 o'clock in the morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock now, you begin to mix drinks. By 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you're going to have people vomiting. You're going to have people passed out drunk. And Ted's of Beverly Hills, at one time, one of the most class places in the whole city, is going to be a joint. It's going to be a dump. Some kind of dump, man. Like the used to be a has-been place. Now nothing but bums and slobs. And hold on.
No, as long as you're working here, Rudy, it's always going to be a class place with the la-la-la.
Hey, you said this while you brought me. You cut one?
I did, yeah. I cut one. I'm behind the bar. What, do you think you can smell it out there?
Yeah.
God, yeah.
Oh, God, would you grow up, Ted? You're a businessman.
I think I know what I'm doing, okay? I think I know what I'm doing.
Cutting a fart behind the bar.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What a big deal, man.
Now, look at us. See all these guys moving?
So, let them move. About time they cleared those stools. Now, let's get some good-looking women. Hey, how you doing, miss?
They got up and left. It stinks, man.
Turn a fan on.
Jesus, Ted.
What do you mean?
You're in the bar and you're...
Yeah, I'm in the bar. Hey, why don't you just attend to your business, Phil, and I'll attend to mine, okay? Sunday mornings, 8 o'clock, we start with $3 shots. And by the way, I understand that the Milwaukee Lions are back.
We may be bringing back the Milwaukee Lions mid-September.
All right. We will be piping their games in.
That's subscription only.
I'm a subscriber.
Oh, man, you can't do that, dude. That's redirecting the whole,
Oh, get out of here, will you? What, I got no account with written description without the express,
Without the express permission of the Hillbilly Football Conference.
Oh, bullshit.
A-la-la-la. I'm just saying goodbye to some people.
Oh, is that what you're doing? I thought you were just, practicing your...
A-la-la-la.
I thought you were working your tongue out.
La. I'm trying to hold on to the business here. You cut one behind the bar.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. I think we've promoted that enough.
Oh, yeah. You promoted it enough, all right. You got me farting behind the bar, and then you're talking about how we're going to have nothing but hobos.
You're the guy that did that, man. Don't blame me.
Ted, you are the one that you've dug this hole. Now, you might as well get comfy in it.
I've dug the hole, get comfy in it. So, in other words, I've dug my own grave, and I might as well get ready to die?
I don't know, Ted. I don't want to.
La 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 la. Would you knock that off, please? Here, take it. I'm done. And yes, I am walking away, Phil. Ow!
Phil, I will tell you, I agree with you. I've agreed with what you've said.
I agree with you. I agree with what you've said.
Hey, Ted, grow up, will you?
Ted, grow up, will you?
Let me have the phone.
Well, you have the phone.
I mean, let me talk to him.
Hey, Phil, don't you know that you have your own phone?
Goodbye, Ted.
Goodbye.
All right.
Well, it's about time. That guy is if he got out of his own way, he might make some real money.
Well, Ted Bell is a very wealthy man, but you're right. The childishness of that man, the sheer mental midgetry, as we've often spoken, it knows no limits. I'm Margaret Gray.
All right, well, thanks, folks, for sitting through this one. This show today was about as goofy a freaking thing as I've ever been involved in.
Well, the world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One, man.
Again, don't forget to join us. A new Science of the Funny drops every Thursday. Right now, it's Mo Collins and Alex Rubens, two wonderful people, two brilliantly talented people, featured on this episode of The Science of the Funny. And coming up, Phil Lamar. Drop it on Thursday.
La-la-la-la-la-la.
Forget it, man. I thought, you know,
I'm trying to save whatever customers we have. God damn you.
Big wow. Let me ask you a question. You know, you're a guy that, you know women, right?
Yeah, I think I do.
You think Junior Samples was queer?
God damn, I've never thought of that, but yeah, I do.